Morena Koto, welcome back to RDU's Burnt Breakfast with me, Liam. I'm very lucky to have in the studio with me right now, King Cass. Good morning.
Morena, kia ora whānau, kia ora tiwi. How's everyone going? Sending love and light out to my people. Let's ouch.
Oh, now, I love having you in the studio, and I have to say it's been a while, so
yeah.
Catch me up on what you've been up to. What's been going on in your world?
Oh, bro, what hasn't been? Well, big shout out to the Christchurch Hip Hop Summit. They threw it down. We had a hip hop summit here in Christchurch, which kind of, you know, really, really ignites that space of hip hop for us. So, you know, and hip hop to the King Cass movement is, you know, help inspire people to help our people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm right up there. It's right up my alleyway. So, yeah, we did that. And then I kind of was using that as like a bit of a warm-up space. Big shout outs to RDU for having me on, for Saltbox Studios for allowing me to come in and have that space to rehearse. So I've been rehearsing my sets throughout Saltbox Studios, and that was all just tied in with my two shows over in Brisbane and Sydney. So yeah, I just got to open up for Onyx, which is if anybody hasn't heard of Onyx Hip Hop, they made a number hit Slam. It was called Slam, and it went like this: Slam, Slam. Like, it was their main hit, and it was like a movie, bro. Let's just say I flew into Brisbane, I flew to Sydney the next day, and I flew home within the next day. It was like within two days. You know, I wish I had a film crew with me to capture it and everything, just to kind of create that little movie. But it was amazing. Big shout out to Onyx. Big shout out to the team, Launch Australia, for just putting me on and for giving me my first two international shows, bro. It was just such a blessing. And I just want to, you know, just want to say to people that, you know, dream big and get out there and make connections, and you'll start to do things that you see that are accomplishments and successful, you know, backing stories to your music and stuff. Yeah.
I was actually going to ask if those were your first international shows. So what was that whole experience like? Did you learn a lot?
Well, I learned that it was too quick, eh? Like I said, it was like a movie, Whanau. Yeah. I was in and out, like I says, but it was almost like it was a taste. And I know there's more to come. I don't want to share too much, but I've made massive connections over there. I'm looking at going back to the Gold Coast next year for a couple of festivals and more. I don't want to say too much, but yeah, manifest it for me, Whanau. Yeah, King Cass, baby, we're international now. So
we're seeing like the brink. Brink of what's to come right now.
Yeah.
Which is super exciting. I was actually at the Otutahi Hip Hop Summit for a little bit.
Dope.
And what amazed me was the diversity of characters and people there and how large that scene is. As someone who's heavily involved in it, what do you love about the Christchurch hip hop scene?
What I like about the Christchurch hip hop scene is that we're all quite diverse. Man, it's competitive, eh? You're listening. I know we're all listening out here. It's a competitive sport, Whanau, but just uplift each other, you know? You don't have to throw your energy and your support at everybody. You know, focus on yourself. I learned to actually remove myself from, not the whole scene, but I learned to remove my energy and remove myself from some certain factors of the scene so that I could portray my own skill set to hone my own craft, not to be indoctrinated or to be influenced or manipulated by the scene, but to actually have my own style, to start to listen to some people outside of my own country to get some influence around that space. I will say, bro, is the hip-hop summit's massive. It's got so much happening. I'd love to be more involved. If anyone's listening, if any of you organisers out there are listening right now, I'd love to bring my workshops in and my presentation around, you know, ho-order and empowering our youth, you know, mental health, ho-order, well-being. I think it's so important that to have something like that in that space could be just a little bit more something extra, and I'd love to be able to bring that in there. I've got workshops and programs coming all around New Zealand next year. We're off to Ashburton. We're looking at working with Blenheim. So it's starting to happen. We're starting to kick off. So, yeah.
And how's the music going for you at the moment? Ooh. Has there been much new music recently?
Well, I'm now just about to do a live-to-air performance today to the song Something to Say. It's just released recently, so we're actually coming in kind of off the back end of a release to come and do this to kind of re-promote it. I do have a music video coming for this as well. We're looking at January. I'm just doing a little bit different where I've got the music dropping first and then dropping the music videos and then dropping the links to the music and the music videos and just trying to, yeah, I'm just learning the system. Until I find the right people to help me mold it all. It's all just get up, go time, find my own patterns, find my own methods, find my own business plans, my own business models, and just network and just get out there and try and make connections. That's what Cass is about, brother. I said it. It's about creating a safe space to create those relationships with people, building them with Saltbox, building them with RDU, you know, I don't want to say too much, but stay tuned. 2023 is going to be massive, and it's only just the start.
So there is more music to come.
Oh, heaps of music. Cool, so I've been working on a new album. I've got EPs and singles, music videos, and it's all new stuff. I'm throwing away a lot of music, which is quite hard to say.
Yeah.
Wow. Just because of some of the people I'm working with. And yeah, like I said, I don't want to say too much. You'll see it all unfold in 2023. But yeah, it's kind of like a big changeover, you know, and I always said that nothing changes if nothing changes, and be that change you want to see, whanau. So I'm being that change. I've really honed my craft, and I'm working with some real cool people at the moment. Like I say, some big things coming. And so the music's really changed. And so some of that old stuff's, yeah, it's decided to kind of just be part of the journey and, cool, and where I learned myself. And then was like, well, maybe I don't need to release this because we got lockdown happen. And some of these songs are like 2 years old.
Yeah,
I might release a couple of them, make a wee EP, but I'm probably dumping about 10 songs. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite smart, I think, too.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Fair enough. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So we're just at the start of summer as well. What's up for your summer?
Well, I just landed my first festival as well. So
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liam. Massive shout-outs to New Zealand Spirit Festival. If you don't know what that is, it's actually it's a massive festival. They have the New Year's Eve festival, and they have, I think, the yoga festival, I think. But yeah, I'm on the Spirit Festival on January the 19th to the 22nd out at Orton Bradley Park. It's a 4-day festival. Not only will I be doing a 45-minute performance live, but in one of those days, come check it out. If you get a ticket, I'll be doing my full 80-minute presentation. So I've been booked for a presentation and a live performance.
Wow.
Like I said, I wanted to be a different artist, and at these festivals, it's not only just music. There's Ho-Water, there's well-being, there's speaking to our people. So I've got some presentations. So if people are listening out there and you're hungry for the stuff to bring into your festivals, to bring into your organizations and in your spaces, get a hold of us. It's kingcastmovement@gmail.com or just message our King Cass. It's King Cass. Just Google us up. We're out here. We're predominant. We're making moves, and it's for the people, whanau. So like I said, help inspire people to help our people.
And you mentioned just before we came on air, you're known as King Cast for a while.
Yeah.
So, how's the hand?
So the hand's going all right. I'm just showing I'm actually live on Facebook at the moment too, people, for whoever's tuned in. Mad shout out to my Cass fam. I call them my Cass fam now. So I'm actually, you know, calling my fans. They've got their own little wee network of Cass family. So yeah, at the moment I'm out of my cast. It's probably been about 6 weeks since then. I've literally had one hand for 3 months. So about a quarter of a year I've had one hand. I actually travelled to Brisbane in Sydney. So when I was doing those shows for Onyx up in Australia, I got a nickname and they called me King Cast. And that really stuck, I think. And I think they'll remember me by the dude that had the one arm and the big cast still rocking his set. And like, you know, I've had promoters reach out to me to bring me back. So let's run it up. We're international, and it's not about being cocky, it's confidence. I want people to hear this to be like, well, you know, he's making it. He's starting to make something from what he was doing. He's starting to create the business plans, to find the networks, to find those royal people to connect me to who I need to connect to make this stuff happen. Like I say, it doesn't happen if you don't. Nike said it. Just do it. Literally, just get up and do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, speaking of doing something, tell us about Something to Say.
So a while ago, there was a competition on Facebook. I think it was the Vandal Vision Boys. Shout out to them. They were running a competition, and it was just, you know, enter a verse. And I kind of turned that. This song was just broken into one big verse. It was just like, I think it was like 32 bars. And I just rapped it on there, and they were going to, you know, I didn't win the competition, of course, but it just gave me this sense of feeling to be able to tap into boom bap. And I hadn't done a boom bap track. I hadn't done a 90s style hip hop track. So this is called Something to Say, and I've got something to say. And if you listen to every single word in this song, you'll kind of hear what I've been through. You'll hear about what I'm doing, and you'll hear about where it's going. It's a manifestation. Ooh, it's powerful, and it's got something to say. And like I say, I've got something to say. So let's just let the music do the talking, brother.
Okay, so with
thank you,
King Cass right now.
King Cass.
King Cass, he is going to perform Something to Say. Enjoy, guys. Here we go.
Kia ora, good afternoon. We're interrupting our scheduled program to bring you details of a big quake in Christchurch. Buildings already.
We rebuilding, whanau. We rebuilding.
Have been damaged again, and others have collapsed.
Let's go. It's all about business. It's all about mindset. It's all about progress. Passion, potential, and purpose. Keep pushing it. It's your boy King Cass. live and direct, RDU 03, Christchurch City, New Zealand hip hop artists. We international, baby. Yeah, yeah. I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground, breaking out the surface. See, I'm coming from the golden crown. Yo, I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground, breaking out the surface. See, I'm coming for the golden crown. Here for the crown. I've been up on my king shit, traveling all around. I'm celebrating while I win big. Like big wins, I'm in the ring. I'm sending big hits. You're hating on my grind. Well, know that it ain't mean shit. You mean kids, you're just a bully in the game. A couple of border collies running loose off their chains. Well, breaking news, you're just losing your face. See, I'm locked, you're like a pit bull. I'm ripping up the game. I ain't switching lanes, it's for the next generation. The ones that be struggling and needing salvation. So, stop waiting, just a little dedication for the ones that want changes going all across the nation. I ain't contemplating on taking it to another level. Facing with these gods and a fought with the devils. I've been hated a lot, but shit's starting to settle, so now I can sit back and make tracks. I'm going up levels. What's up, yo? I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground, breaking out the surface. Yeah, I'm coming for the golden crown. Yo, I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground, breaking out the surface. Yeah, I'm coming for the golden crown. We're just getting started. Yeah, I'm here to kick my feet off. We're hitting all the targets. I never take a week off. I'm kicking my feet off and I'ma let the beat pop. I'm trying to make a hit so y'all can sit back, let your seat rock. My speech hot when I be sitting with that deadly shit, Mike Tyson with the flows, and I be putting in them deadly hits. Raised in the 80s, they call me the devil kid. Well, now I'm crazy and I'm coming with that readiness. Remember this, when you're talking on my name, all your thoughts and opinions ain't dousing my flame. See, I'm here for the cause, ain't nothing else changed. But the more that you hate, then you embarrass in the game. It's time for some change, let's unite the scene. We're living in a city full of crime and fiends. It's time to gather around and we align the dreams. Let's put some food up on our table. See, it's time to eat. Yeah, yeah, I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground. I'm breaking out the surface. Yeah, I'm coming for the golden crown. Yo, I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground. Breaking out the surface. Yeah, I'm coming for the golden crown. Yo, I got something to say. So as the beat hits your eardrums, listen this way. I've been digging the dirt. See, I'm coming from the underground, breaking out the surface. See, I'm coming for the golden crown. Yeah, it's business, brother. It's mindset. It's change. It's hope. Help other people exist. And hold on, pain ends. King Cass, baby, 03, RDU 98.5. We coming. Grab your seatbelt.
Wow. Yep. Well done.
Thank you, bro.
Whew, the passion in that. Thank you, bro. Holy shit. Got steamy in here.
Yeah, I was talking to you too. I was like, yeah, I'm telling some stuff. I got something to say, brother. And yeah, if you heard absolutely. That photo, I got something to say. So if you want to get that song out, you want it live, you want it performed, let's go. Let's run it up, baby. It's on Spotify. It's on everything. The music video is coming out soon. Stay tuned.
And a message to leave our audience with. What do you have to say?
Man, honestly, just live your life how you want to live it. You know, we kind of feel like we're governed by the system and everyone kind of feels like they have to work this 9 to 5. Man, I've been grinding out here for 5 to 6 years now. It's been the most hardest struggle period and things are starting to kick off. Things are starting to happen for me because I woke up one day and realized that I love something. Mm. And when I love that thing so much and I worked so hard at it, things started to happen. Now I'm destined for this journey. Now I'm destined for this change and destined to make some impact throughout communities, not just in New Zealand now, around the world. And I think it's important to say that you can do it too, to find your own passion, potential, your purpose, and keep pushing that love and be kind to people, be happy for people's successes, and just be happy to be alive, whānau. Run it up.
Well, King Cass, you're an absolute gem of Otetahi. We're so lucky to have you here. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And so excited to see what's to come.
Yo, I got something to say.